Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Contraception could soon be free for women up to 25 years old. Health Minister Olivier Véran made the announcement this morning on the channel France 2. From January 1st of 2022, extra financial support will be available for young women who want to take hormonal contraception. Until now, contraception has only been free for 15 to 18-year-olds. In Torquang, a 16-year-old boy has been shot by the police. Yesterday evening, the police had turned a weapon on the boy during a car chase. The teenager sustained an injury to his shoulder. His condition is not life-threatening. The trial continues today of those involved in the Paris attacks on November 13, 2015. The hearing will resume at 12:30 p.m. in the specially composed Paris Assize Court. Yesterday, the first day of the trial, saw a series of provocative remarks from Salah Abdeslam, the only surviving member of the terrorist group who killed 130 people in Paris and Saint-Denis. He first introduced himself as an Islamic State fighter before complaining about conditions in prison. France is preparing to say its final farewell to one of cinema's leading lights today. A national tribute to Jean-Paul Belmondo will take place at Les Invalides from 4:30 p.m. President Emmanuel Macron will make a speech before a congregation of members of government, personalities from the worlds of culture and sport, as well as the actor's relatives. Belmondo died on Monday at the age of 88. And finally, Renaud is gearing up to release a new album made up entirely of cover versions in a bid to revive the chanson française tradition. The rock singer will revisit classics from Yves Montand, Jean Ferrat and Françoise Hardy. The album is due for release in February. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.